Hello, how's everyone today? I decided to just give it another shot at another review on an anime. So sit back, relax, and get ready to vomit. Okay, so I know it's really outdated, but I was watching it. Again, I thought it was the first time I was watching it, but like, I don't know, 5 minutes in, I remembered that I've watched it, I don't know, at least once before, and that is Afro Samurai Resurrection. Now, I loved Afro Samurai. Did not ever do the Japanese one, if there even is one, I don't know, sorry. But the English dub with Samuel L. Jackson as, like, his conscience, I guess, is fucking hilarious. And in the show and the movie, no different. Absolutely top tier comedic relief. I mean, the art style was good. I wish the fight scenes were, and this is both of the show and the movie, I wish the fight scenes were a little bit more clear instead of just like flashing back and forth. I don't know. It was good, but I wish it would have shown a little more, I guess, for lack of a better fucking thing. I loved how they developed Afro from the end of the show into the beginning of the movie. I thought that was great. Obviously, a lot of people who reviewed this, I'm sure, as this was like, who knows how many years ago, like 8. Phenomenal. Top-tier writing. Definitely would recommend it. Definitely would watch it again, as I just did twice in total. The music was great. The only complaint I have would be that the audio was a little unbalanced. I mean, if you're going to have any complaints, that's the only one I really have. I don't know if that's because I watched it on the platform I watched it on, if it was on my phone this time. Because I don't really remember that being an issue the first time I watched it. But the speaking was nice and quiet and at a good volume, but then the music would come in like, you know, at an 11. Hopefully someone gets that joke. Anyway, in reference. But yeah, no, it was great. It set a great mood. I loved how they developed a quick little bond with the number 2 headband wearer. It was great, I thought. Honestly, it was everything about it. He had more of a... I felt that this time Afro had more empathy and compassion than he did originally in the first movie, or in the show, rather, when it really did just come off as a coldless killer. Well, you know, he was motivated and he had his reasons and everything, but it just felt more coldless. More coldless? Ugh, I can't talk today. Felt more heartless, I guess. Like, nothing was going to stop him. Like, he was blind with rage, you know? That's how it felt the first in the show. The movie, not so much. As always, feel free to not share this. Don't listen. Unfortunately for you guys, there's probably going to be more reviews coming down the pipeline. Talk to you later. As always, I need to give a big shout out to our sponsor, Cro-Magman, because I sponsor my own shit, because I don't have any sponsors. All right.